This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The congressional hearing is a staple of this televised political age. There are hundreds of them every single year. In the first 6 months of 2017, almost 700 hearings in the House alone were broadcast, webcast, and archived. Some of them attracted crowds that lined up hours before the doors opened just to be in the room. But considering the most hearings aren't quite must-see TV, and nearly all of them are live-streamed or on C-SPAN, why bother showing up? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains there is more to a hearing than meets the eye.
It's 10 a.m. on a chilly Tuesday in December. The Senate Banking Committee has come together to vote on whether to exempt smaller banks from some of the regulations in the Dodd-Frank financial reform law.
If we learned anything from the financial crisis, it's that deregulation of the banks doesn't create economic growth.
The usual suspects are in their usual seats. That was Senator Sherrod Brown, you just heard. Michael Crapo, Bob Corker, Elizabeth Warren are all up on the dais behind the microphones. The hearing room is packed. C-SPAN is rolling. It's easy to get the idea that today's important work will take place on that dais, but there's a whole other system of power and influence operating in this hearing room in the audience that C-SPAN doesn't see. Bart Naylor, a lobbyist for the watchdog group Public Citizen, slips out of the proceedings and gives me a report. Naylor goes to several hearings a week. He's been working this hearing for the past 2 hours. Public Citizen doesn't want bank regulations rolled back.
I'm in communication as we speak with various staffers about amendments that are being proposed.
That's Naylor's understated way of saying he's in the room, and he's been tweeting and emailing nonstop since the hearing began, jumping on comments that help the cause, like this one from Hawaii Democrat Brian Schatz. Schatz is upset with fellow Democrats for siding with Republicans when Schatz says,
"What a shame that in the United States Senate, the one place we can find room for bipartisanship is to give relief for financial institutions."
With that, Naylor tweets out,
"Senator Schatz, what a shame that the one area where we can achieve bipartisanship is on making banks more profitable."
Did you catch that? Schatz's giving relief turned into Naylor's making banks more profitable. Naylor's also emailing the Senate staffers sitting behind their bosses on the dais alerts like, what do you need? Something to fire up the grassroots? Retweets? Not so long ago, Lee Drutman was one of those staffers on the dais. He says,
"Hearings today are almost like theater. And it's the lobbyists who are the directors and the producers behind the scenes."
Drutman now researches lobbying at the think tank New America. He says lobbyists also often write the questions lawmakers ask witnesses. They help choose the witnesses. And those lobbyists are frequently in the room, in full view of those committee members up on the dais.
And who's there is a powerful signal to you as to who actually cares about this.
There's also an audience outside the room. And if a member of Congress gives a memorable performance, it can go viral, like when California Democrat Maxine Waters took Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to task.
"Reclaiming my time, would you please explain the rules and do not take that away from my time."
Or when Republican Senator Orrin Hatch had heard enough about how the Republican tax plan is geared toward the rich.
"So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap."
If you're a congressional aide up on the dais, you just want to fade into the background as you slip suggested questions from lobbyists to your bosses. Mika Ouyang is with the think tank Third Way. She worked for Senator Ted Kennedy in the early 2000s, sitting behind him at televised hearings.
"It's really hard sometimes not to roll your eyes."
Ouyang says it was a relief when Kennedy would attend closed-door hearings with no cameras, no manufactured drama.
"And there you really see members much more interested in getting answers from the witnesses as opposed to making their own statements."
On days like those, the influence ecosystem relocates to the hallway, where lobbyists can buttonhole members of Congress when they finally come out of the hearing room. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.